Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Tonight's story is about someone that takes a shortcut through the woods. I used to do that back in my younger days when I would go to my friend's house. I was fortunate, but not all are as fortunate. Stay tuned for tonight's tale and have a good night. I grew up in a farming town, where there was only one high school, and a middle school was right next to it. Normally, students are picked up by bus because of how far apart everyone lived from each other, but I walked home. I got car sick easy, and threw up on the bus a few times before my parents agreed I could take the shortcut through the woods. And it was faster than riding the bus. I didn't need to wait for other kids to be dropped off. I could just head home right after school, and watch my favorite cartoon in time, instead of only catching the ending theme song if I took the bus. I also thought myself of somewhat of more mature than my classmates being trusted to go home on my own. The woods scared some of them, but not myself. I grew up being surrounded by trees and never saw anything strange. Until the day that made me beg my parents to put me back on the bus. I was always warned to be careful of wild animals while walking home. As far as I knew, there wasn't anything that could scoop me up and drag me into the woods never to be seen again besides a person. And my town had no murderers or abductors since my grandparents' time. The only danger was going off the trail and inside the woods, which everyone thought I was smart enough not to do. I proved them wrong. I was walking home with my heavy backpack taking the trail I had taken 100 times before. I spotted something on the path and quickened my pace to see what it was. In the middle of the path was a high heel shoe. A dark red and heels so high, I wondered how anyone could walk in them. I've seen weird stuff left on the trail, but nothing like this before. I didn't feel right touching it. The owner would be back for it, wouldn't they? And it was only one shoe. What was I going to do with a single shoe? Looking over, I noticed something else. A few feet off the trail was a red handbag hanging off a tree branch. I got a cold feeling spread throughout my body. Even my small-town brain knew something wasn't right. I should have just left it and called someone to come over and look at it. Like the police, in case someone dragged a woman into the woods to do harm to her. So far, I had no proof of that. Just a handbag and a shoe. No drag marks. No recent footprints on the trail. I did something I regret. I walked towards the purse to get a better look. Wading through the bushes and being careful not to get caught on any thorns, I walked over to the purse and reached my hand out to take it before stopping myself. I'd seen enough cop shows to know not to touch things related to crime. I wanted to look inside the purse to see if there was some ID to figure out who it belonged to, and then got angry at myself for nearly doing something so stupid. A sound out in the distance of the woods made me jump a little. It was a small yipping sound. My mother said that there was coyotes in the forest, but I had never seen them. I've heard them on occasion. It was time to leave. I would report this when I got home. I turned around and my heart sank when I didn't see the trail. I calmed down, telling myself the woods just looked different from where I was standing. I just needed to walk back the way I came and I would be back on the trail that was hidden by the bushes. Slowly, I started walking, being careful not to get hooked by branches and pricky thorns. When I didn't see a hint of the trail, I started to move faster, not caring so much about getting scratched. I didn't understand it. I didn't even go that far. I should be hitting the hiking trail any second now. But I didn't. I looked behind me, seeing if I went a different direction. And my blood turned to ice when I didn't see the purse that should be hanging from the branch where I left it. Nothing made any sense. I couldn't get lost like this. No one did. It was a straight path with no turns, just a minute inside the bush. It was as if the woods moved while I wasn't looking to swallow me up. but that was impossible, right? I looked around, trying not to give into panic. I heard the best thing to do is just to stay in one spot. My parents would notice me missing in an hour or so and needed to wait for them to send help. I did another thing I regret. In the distance, I saw movement between the trees. A figure just walked off in the distance. My heart kept at the sight of the person that could help me. "Hey!" I cried out, and they didn't stop walking. I waved and yelled some more, hoping they would hear me. I couldn't make them out very well, but I guess it was a tall, thin man. Not wanting to risk losing my chance at help, I ran forwards, yelling and begging them to stop. I was so desperate. I didn't notice how the woods were starting to look different around me. At least, not at first. As I scrambled trying to reach the man, I could just see leaves starting to flutter down around me. Golden leaves that seemed out of season. It was spring, and yet the further I walked into the woods, the more the trees changed colors. I finally stopped, my backpack heavy and weighing me down. My legs hurt from rushing through the woods. While taking a break, feeling at a loss because I could no longer see the man I was following, I finally noticed the color of the leaves. It looked like I had just walked out of spring and into autumn colors. "What the?" I asked myself as more golden leaves tumbled down. It was only then the fact something was very wrong started to sink in. I fully planned on staying put to think of a better plan when I heard a voice. A human voice. I was sure of it. I didn't make out what it said. I was going to try and find that person who just spoke, and if I couldn't, I would just do the wisest thing and stay still. Making my way through the woods with leaves crunching under my feet, I listened for any signs of people being around. I didn't see any more articles of clothing and nearly gave up when I heard some whispering.
"Hey, you over there. You need some help."
Pushing forward following the noise, I stumbled into a clearing and into a sight I wish I never saw. Something that would be in my nightmares for the rest of my life. As far as my eyes could see were pale bumps in the dirt. My mind refused to comprehend what I was looking at, no matter how clear it was. I wanted to trick myself thinking I was looking at hundreds if not thousands of masks on the ground. I was not so lucky. My mouth opened, but no scream would come out. I was in such a state of terror, I was beyond any kind of words. It felt like all the blood drained from my entire body from the sheer fear at the sight before me. Faces with closed eyes lined up and some cluttered together, all facing upwards towards the sky. Heads. So many heads in that cleared field. All shapes, sizes from so many different people. I nearly got sick when I saw the nearest one to me was cleanly cut at the neck. These heads didn't have any bodies attached. I just didn't understand how there were so many. Surely someone would notice that so many people were missing their heads. I understood less when the one I was staring down at opened its eyes. Gray dead pupils looked over towards me. Slowly, the face turned into one looking as if it was in the same amount of fear I was in. The head didn't have lungs, but it screamed. It screamed so loud I placed my hands over my ears. Then the next one to it opened its dead eyes and started to scream as well. Soon, so many of these heads were screaming, it was nearly deafening, even with my hands trying to block out the sound. I had to look away from the gruesome sight and then I spotted him. A tall man. A corpse, really. One that looked dried up with its brown flesh clinging to its bones. It had wrapped a dirty sheet around its waist, and one hand had held a long pole with the hook on the end. Even though I was in a field of heads, this corpse did not have one. Where the head should have been was a pile of fresh flowers. It took a step towards me, being careful not to step on one of the screaming faces. I couldn't handle it anymore and ran for my life. My heavy bag slamming against my back every step, but I wasn't in the right state of mind to take it off. The corpse took off after me, his long legs able to catch up without any issue. I glanced over my shoulder and saw it closing in, hand outstretched, reaching for me. It would have caught me too if I didn't dart between two trees so close together it could not follow. It was bone thin but had wide shoulders. It slammed into the trees, hand reaching out and fingertips brushing against my neck. Flowers tumbled from the pile, showing off a rugged cut neck. If it was smart, it would have used the hook on the pole to catch me. But maybe it was just slow thinking without its head. I kept running as the creature struggled out from between the trees and lost ground to catch up to me. I ran, too scared to look back until I couldn't run any longer. I could still hear the screams over my heavy breathing and beating heart. I never should have wandered off that path. Just sitting and waiting was no longer an option. That headless corpse would catch up to me at any moment. As long as I kept moving away from the screaming, I should be fine. At least, I hoped that was the case. My lungs still burned, but I kept moving. I couldn't afford to stand still. As I walked, I felt a chill in the air. The woods started to change around me again. It got so cold, I wrapped my arms around myself trying to stay warm. In my few short minutes, I was in an area of the woods I had never seen before, with the rocks and boulders sticking through the ground. No leaves remained on the trees, and came tears threatening to make me stop moving altogether. I thought I was in the clear for a little bit. There was no sign of the headless corpse, and I no longer heard the screaming. The sky was overcast, and I shook from the cold and fear. I debated on if I should turn around. If I stayed out where I was for too long, I would freeze to death. My teeth chattered and I stopped to rub my eyes. When I looked up, my heart nearly stopped. The corpse was coming from behind a boulder and right for me. I screamed then and ran a few steps. I was only moving for a few seconds until my feet no longer had anything under them. The woods around me changed yet again. This time to a rocky cliff I had just stepped off of. I saw the world shift around me but couldn't do anything about it. I dropped, staring in horror as the trees, hundreds of feet below me, convinced I was about to die. Then I felt a pain from my backpack straps digging into my arms. My fall was stopped shortly after it started. I gripped the straps of my bag, knowing it caught on something, and that was why I was still alive. With my legs dangling and heart pounding so hard it made my head hurt, I looked up. I see the corpse had saved me. He used the hook pole he carried to catch the loop on my bag. I heard a ripping sound. The small strap of fabric was not meant to support so much weight. In one swift movement, he pulled his pole up and myself back on the solid ground. I was shaking too much to run from the creature. Frantically, it ran its hands over me as if checking if I was in one piece. It was hard to tell what it was feeling because of a lack of a face. I was so tired from the ordeal, I just let it. It lost most of its flowers from chasing me and leaning over the cliff to save me. I felt sick looking into the hole of a neck. When it figured I was fine, or at least fine enough, the corpse roughly took my hand. I was being dragged along for a few minutes until my legs finally gave way. I was a child when this happened, and everything was far too much for me to handle. The corpse stopped me, expecting me to stand up, but I didn't. I sat on the ground and started to let out a wailing cry that hurt my chest. It stood and waited, still gripping my hand. Again, it was impossible to tell what it was thinking, if it was even thinking at all. When I settled down a little, the corpse picked me up and tucked me under its arm and started to carry me along. It smelled a bit. the flower scent remaining but the rotting smell underneath. I was too weak to struggle or try to stop what was happening. I just accepted being carried until my mind would work again. It walked along and the woods started to shift back to the autumn colors and then back to the green leaves of spring. I felt hope surge through me when I saw a flash of red through the trees. We walked by the red purse still hanging from the branch I left it on. It didn't even slow down. When we made it back to the trail, I was finally put down. I opened my mouth to speak, but nothing came out. This thing didn't have ears, so I didn't think it could hear me either way. Reaching out a dead hand, it clumsily placed it on my head and messed up my hair. I stood stunned from it. It then walked over to the red high heel and picked it up. I watched it go back off into the woods and collect the purse as well. Even though I wanted to get the hell out of those woods, I stayed standing in the same spot for a long time. When I did get home, I saw I had been lost for a very long time. I didn't tell my parents what happened and just said that I tripped and that's why I was so dirty. The only proof of what had happened was the loop on my backpack was now hanging by a thread. The very next day, I asked my parents to see if I could take the bus again. Until I did, I started to take the long way to and from school, refusing to ever go into those woods again.